Welcome back to another WABE Medical Minute. I'm Jim Burris with our medical analyst, Dr. Ford Vox.
You know, now that we're of a certain age, things can break down.
And repair themselves, I hope.
You know, well, that's what we're going to talk about today. Imagine, if you will, and I know this is pretty far-fetched, that your right knee started bothering you one day. You haven't had an accident of any kind, at least not recently. And all of a sudden, you're having pain when you walk. Your knee has mild swelling some days. It feels like your knee is stiff. Sometimes it even feels like it's catching.
I would come see you or go to another doctor.
Well, I hope you would. You do go see a doctor, and you get an x-ray. It shows that there's some normal age changes, but nothing there that should be causing your symptoms. So now you go get an MRI, and the MRI shows that you've got a tear in your meniscus.
That's the shock-absorbing tissue, right? And it's pretty important. So I'm guessing now I need some kind of surgery to repair it.
You know, what you've got in this scenario is a degenerative meniscus tear, and it's not uncommon that you can get some damage to the shock absorbers in your knees as you age. As this process continues, you can develop poor biomechanics. That is, your walking is a bit off, your knees have ongoing inflammation, and you gradually develop osteoarthritis, enough so that you may need a knee replacement.
At my age?
Well, you know, it should take a while to get that bad, if it gets that bad.
All right. Well, short of a knee replacement, you're full of good news today. What are my options?
You know, one treatment you may be offered is a scope of your knee. It's considered a very low-risk surgery. Your orthopedist can go in the knee through tiny incisions, find the damaged meniscus, and shave away the damaged part.
Sounds great. Now, I've got damaged tissue in my knee, and we're going to get it out. Leaving it in there is only going to make things worse, I assume.
Yeah, one would think.
And I'm having pain with simple walking, so I can't exercise like I used to. I don't think Motrin's going to fix something like this. I'm on the road to, drumroll, knee replacement. I really don't have a choice, right?
Well, it turns out you do.
Okay, what else can I do?
Well, you've already mentioned it, exercise.
I've got a damaged knee, and you're wanting me to use it more.
You know, it's that kind of thinking, Jim, that keeps us from exercising an injured joint. But if you follow the science, it is the right choice, at least at first. A couple of recent major studies emphasize the importance of this practice change, and it is a change. Arthroscopy to remove damaged parts of a meniscus is actually the most popular surgical procedure in the entire field of orthopedics.
Wow, so what are these studies telling us?
One is a study of studies, a so-called meta-analysis, and while they're only as good as the underlying studies they pull together, this one in the journal Arthroscopy compared surgery to a variety of different conservative approaches that all involved physical therapy of one kind or another in various intensities, and there was no difference in outcomes at 1 or 2 years for people who got surgery versus those who got PT. You know, another really good study in the British Medical Journal, a proper randomized controlled trial, had the non-surgical group do a very regimented 3-month course of physical therapy.
So what kind of exercises are we talking about?
It's basic stuff. Some of the elements include stationary cycling for 20 minutes, multiple sets of squats and single leg squats, single leg presses, even that cool exercise where you lay down with your legs propped up on a football and you lift up your back and butt and pull the ball back towards you. You do this routine 2 or 3 times a week for the 3 months.
That does not sound fun. Now, this is not worsening my damaged knee, though, correct?
Nope. Now, both groups did get better, whether you have the arthroscopic partial meniscectomy or whether you just do exercise. Everyone experienced some gradual improvement over the following 2 years, but the exercise group had slightly better outcomes overall and also greater muscle strength, which is going to be important in preventing osteoarthritis down the line.
All right. Thanks so much, Dr. Vox. Important information for anyone with an aching knee to consider and discuss with their doctor, middle-aged or not.
Of course.